Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Just a few weeks ago, Pastor Heather and I packed up ourselves and Sophia and Timothy to fly out on west to Denver, Colorado for a week-long visit with my parents. I have learned that flying with children is always quite an adventure. There you are, carting the normal suitcases through the airport along with the car seats and the snack bag and the bags full of toys so that you can entertain them on the flight and not drive your neighbor crazy. There you are in the airport trying to work on patience when the long lines are barely moving at check-in and at security. There you are trying to tell a 2-year-old who is very possessive of his shoes that the security people will in fact give them back after they go through the scanner, and attempting to convince that same 2-year-old to keep his seatbelt buckled during takeoff and landing. Yes, traveling with children can be quite an adventure. While the time with my parents was definitely worth it, navigating an airport with children didn't leave me much time for people watching, which used to be my favorite thing to do in an airport. You see some amazing people coming and going through airports. But this trip, there was one thing I did notice, and that was how connected and plugged in we are as a society. And by plugged in and connected, I mean plugged in and connected to all sorts of electronic devices. I was stunned in the airport by how many people were talking on their cell phones or texting on their cell phones or typing on their laptop computers or watching a movie on their iPad. I tried not to watch, but there folks were talking and tapping and texting and playing games like Scrabble Online. I did watch that one. It seems that we are a society that needs to be connected, even instantly connected at points. On the plane, people groaned when the flight crew asked us to turn off all our electronic devices. And there were little cheers when we landed and people could turn on their cell phones again. It was almost like, yay! And this doesn't just happen at the airports, does it? How many of us have had the experience of eating dinner somewhere and seeing a group of people come in to eat who are all on their cell phones chatting away or sitting down texting or surfing on their smartphones? And there they are, just a matter of a few feet apart from each other, and yet they might as well be hundreds of miles away because they're connecting this way, not this way. Or maybe you've heard someone joke about not being able to live without Facebook or Twitter. Well, just looking around, it's obvious how constantly connected we have become. According to research done by the Pew Research Center in September of last year, the average 18 to 24-year-old U.S. adult sends and receives, on average, 109.5 text messages a day, or more than 3,200 per month. Those in their late 20s and early 30s send about 42 texts a day. Those of us about to turn 40 this week are going to be learning how to do this. Cards and birthday wishes may be sent courtesy of Pastor Chris Kaloris. No, I'm just kidding. A news story on the radio this week talked about how retailers like Target and Best Buy and other businesses have had to reshape their business strategy because of how many people prefer to shop online rather than in person in the store. More than 4 out of 5 teens who have a cell phone, sleep with their phone on or near their bed. We seem to crave connection and relationship, and our phones, our emails, our texts, our computers are increasingly the way that we seek our connections with others around us. Yet many people realize that all our electronic connections are just tools. They're very handy tools that can help us to build relationships and connections, but there needs to be more as well. There needs to be real relationships, There needs to be a connection where we meet face to face with other people. There needs to be love for us to have a real connection to one another. Interestingly, the word love is used in our readings 26 times this morning. Another word is also used quite a bit, 13 times, and that word is abide. The word love we're fairly familiar with, but what about that other word? What does it mean to abide? That's a word that John loves to use in his gospel. The word abide means to live with, be connected to deal with someone or something else. So our readings this morning are all about our relationship with God and our relationships with one another. Our readings are all about how we are connected to God and those people around us. They teach us about the sense of connectedness and connection we so deeply desire. 1 John says God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. The gospel says, abide in me as I abide in you. The image Jesus uses for talking about abiding in God and being connected to God is that of a vine and its branches. Vines were common to see in Jesus' day in Israel. Grapes were used for food, but also in the making of wine. Vineyards were something that Jesus' listeners would instantly have understood. Jesus knew that using this image of vines and branches would speak to his listeners and help them understand their connection to God. As Jesus reminds us, branches do not grow separately from a vine, they grow connected to it, reaching out from it. Our Christian way of life is the same. We abide in God and he abides in us. We grow from God's life and love and grace, not separated from it. We only flourish if we are abiding with God, dwelling with God, connected to God. We are like branches connected to the one true vine. When we are connected to the one true vine, we flourish, we grow, and we have life. Apart from Jesus the vine, apart from God, we begin to weaken and fade away. The connection and relationship that we so deeply want and need is with God and with Jesus. For us as Christians, our strength, our life, our hope comes from him, and we need to remain connected to him, just as a branch must be connected to the vine in order to live. Here's the warning that we hear from Jesus as well today. Just like branches cannot live if they are cut off from the tree, just like flowers wither once they've been picked, we as Christians wither without our connection to Jesus. We need Jesus, and we desperately need a connection with him. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. With Jesus, we can bear much fruit. Remember that verse from Philippians that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength? Well, connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, we have life, we have strength, we can do all things. Connected to Jesus, abiding with him, we can bear fruit, just as we were created to do, and just as our world needs us to do. But apart from him, cut off from the vine, Jesus is very blunt, we can do nothing. So what does this mean for our lives of faith today? Surely it means that we need to be strengthening our connection with the true vine, Jesus. We do that through prayer, through reading our Bibles, through coming to worship, and through friendships with other Christians who help us to stay connected with Christ. Perhaps it also means putting away all the other things competing for our attention for a few minutes, to really focus on a short passage from the Bible for a few moments. It might mean setting aside time to sit down with a friend and talk face to face and pray together. It might mean having daily devotions sent to your email account so that you have a daily reminder to pray and reconnect with God. Jesus reminds us in our gospel today that we need to be abiding with Jesus, the true vine, staying connected to him throughout the day. Our second reading also reminds us that our relationship with God is also seen in our relationship with those around us. Our love for God is seen in our love for our brothers and sisters, in our families, at school, at work, and even on the other side of the world. If we say that we love God, then we should be doing things like fighting world hunger and fighting malaria, which our church is getting very much involved with now in the next few years. Did you know that a child in Africa dies every 46 seconds from malaria? Malaria takes more lives in Africa than war does. If you've watched the TV, you know how prevalent war is in Africa. So we can buy a net for $10 to safeguard an entire family. I think we need to think about ways that we love our neighbor as an expression of how we love God. Because if we say that we love God whom we've never seen, and yet hate a brother or sister whom we have seen, we're liars, Scripture says. Another way to strengthen our relationship with Christ Jesus is by showing love to those around us, immediately around us, not just halfway across the world in Africa. And so maybe we can do things like take the time to visit with an elderly family member that we haven't seen in a while. Perhaps that means sending a condolences card to a family who has recently lost a loved one. It could mean taking the time to find a teenager in our community and spend time getting to know them and their dreams and their struggles. The workshops that we had at Synod Assembly reinforced time and time again that parents are the primary teachers and modelers of the faith for their children, but that children need other role models involved in their life. Teachers and neighbors, the people here at church, coaches in sports. We need to surround our children and be involved in their life so that they know we are present for them, so that they know that they matter, that their lives have value, because that's showing God's love to our neighbor. Because what happens if we don't do that? What happened down towards the Cass and Mantraville area this past week? Unfortunately, a beautiful, gifted child of God at age 13 hung herself. And that's a horrible loss. So maybe we can surround our children with love and support and attention so that they do not feel like they have to resort to something so desperate. That is an expression of God's love when we love our neighbors around us. All of these things show our love for our brothers and sisters, and they show our love for God as well. All these things can help us remain connected to our God, for it is through love, it is through faith we remain connected to Jesus, who is the true vine, the source of our salvation, the source of our hope. Thanks be to God, and amen.